Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Gemara Meseches Tainus on Daf Chaf Aleph tells us the story with Ilfa v'Reb Yochanan. The Gemara tells us that Ilfa v'Reb Yochanan have a garzi by Raisa. Ilfa and Reb Yochanan were busy learning Torah, Dechikul Milsa Tuva, till it reached a situation that they were in severe financial straits. Amri, they said to themselves, Nekum, let us get up, v'nezel v'neyav iska, let's go out and do some business, unikayim benafshin, and be mekayim with ourselves, the pasuk, efes kilayia b'cha evyoin. A person is supposed to ensure that he does not come lidei anias. Like the Gemara Meseches Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph teaches us, that avedasei v'avedas aviv, a person has a situation where his aveda was lost and the aveda of his father was lost as well. The halacha is, if he's only able to retrieve one of them, avedasa kedemis, his aveda has a kedima. And the Gemara Bava Metzia learns that out from this pasuk of efes kilayia b'cha evyoin, which Rashi explains to mean that a person has a chiyuv to ensure that he does not come lidei anias. The Gemara, however, over there says, hamakayim ba'at mekach, seif bali dekach. A person who's too careful about this inyan, and because of that negates the aveda of his father, at the end, it will come lidei anias. Like Rashi explains over there, a person really should go with nimishur sadin, and he should take his aved of his father, even though he'll incur a loss. However, Rashi explains, if not for a case where it's hefsid mechiyach, the person's going to have a tremendous loss, in such a case, one should be mekayim the pasuk of efes kilayia b'cha evyoin. And therefore, over here, where the Gemara speaks out, that dechikul milsa tuva, that they were in severe financial straits, therefore, avada they held over here, it makes sense to apply the din of efes kilayia b'cha evyoin. Now, Rashi over here, Masechtes Tainus, in Divrei HaMaaschil, kilayia b'cha evyoin, Rashi is mashma that the drasha comes from the word b'cha. That from b'cha we darshin, b'cha ba'atzmecha, you yourself should ensure that you do not become an evyoin. The Gvura Zari, however, is very bothered by this Rashi. Because the Gemara Masechtes Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Dalid, over there the Gemara talks about the din of Maver Atzmei L'Melech. We know it says in the Torah that a person is not allowed to give over his son or his daughter to the Melech. The Melech was an Avodah Zarah with that big fires, and they would pass the child through the fire. Now the Gemara Masechtes Sanhedrin brings down a machlekes between the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Lazav Reb Shimon. The Tanakama says, Maver Atzmei Pater. Though if a person gives over his children, he transgresses the Isser of being Maver LaMelech. However, if he gives over himself, he is Pater. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says, Mechayiv, one is obligated even if he gives himself over. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin explains, My Taima to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. What is Ipshat in Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon that there's a Chiyiv of giving even oneself over to the Melech? The Chsiv LaYimtze Becha Maver Benoi Upitei LaMelech. And from Becha Vidarshin, Becha Ba'atzmecha, that there's a prohibition even for the person himself to give himself over to the Melech. On that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, Rabbanon, the Patri, the Rabbanon who say there is no obligation when he gives himself over. Les lehu hai drasha de Becha? Do they not hold of this drasha of using the word Becha to mean, refer to the person himself? But we know the Chachamim do agree to this, because V'atnan, we have a Mishnah in B'Metzion Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, which teaches us, Avi Dasei V'Avidas Aviv, Avi Dasei Kedemes, in a case where a person could only save either his Aveda or the Aveda of his father, so his own Aveda has Kedima. V'Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda explains, this is learned out from the Pasuk of Efes, Kilayia B'cha Evyoin. So from B'cha, it would seem that the Rabbanan do agree to the Drasha of B'cha. On that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin answers, over there the Alfusa is not from the word Becha, rather Hasami Efes Yalfinan. Over there we learn out from the word Efes, which means Efes v'kalevim cha'anias, ensure that Anias should not come to you. Al-Kalpanim, it comes out, it's like the Gvura Sari, from the Maskana of the Sugya Masechta Sanhedrin, that according to the Rabbanan who we paskin like them, they don't hold to the Drasha of Becha, and therefore they pater a person who's Maver Atme L'Malach. Only Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon holds we can darshan from the word Becha. But rather the Rabbanan hold that the drasha is from the word of Efes. If so, the Gemara Sari says he does not understand why Rashi over here explains the drasha coming from Becha, which is according to Rav Elazar ben Reb Shimon, who is a Das Yachid. You should have rather explained the sugya according to the Rabbanan, who are the Rabbim. The Gemara continues in the story with Ilfa and Reb Yochanan. Azul Aisivu Tusi Guda Re'ia. They went ahead and they sat beneath a very dilapidated wall, Havakakarchi Rifta, and they began to eat bread. The Gevurah Asteri asks, how were they permitted to sit under a Guda Re'ua, a dilapidated wall? Didn't we learn previously, Masechtas Tainus on Chafam and Beis, that which Reb Yana had taught, La'olam lo yamid adam atzmai b'makim sakana v'yoymar oisin lineis? A person should never put himself in a dangerous situation and say to himself, well, a nace will be performed for me to save me. Number one, Shema ein oisin lineis. Number one, perhaps the nace will not happen to him. The imtim tzilema oisin lineis, and even in an event where a nace is performed for him, menakin lo imizchli yaisav. From the fact that menashamayim, they have to be mishana the teva for him, that takes away from a person's chosim. Rav Chanan says that is the meaning of the pasuk where it says, by Yaakov Avinu, Katainti mikach asadem umikol ha'emes. I have become small, my schusma have been diminished from all the kindness that you have bestowed upon me. So Rav and Shmuel, where the Gemara tells us previously, did not even walk by a guda re'ua. Kol shekein, how could Ilfan or Yochanan go ahead and sit down and eat bread, which entails a longer period of time? Why were they not concerned for the iser of layaman adam atzma b'makim sakana? The Gevurah Sari says, Al Karchok, we have to say, that they did not realize that they were sitting by a Kaisel Ru'a. The Ben Yayad in the Sefer Ben Yohu writes similarly, and he says, we have to say that perhaps on this side of the wall they were sitting, it looked like a brand new, good wall, and on the other side you were able to see that it was dilapidated. But where from their vantage point where they were sitting, they did not see any problem with this wall. Now as far as this Isser of Le'yamun Adam Atzmei V'makim Sakana, we find a fascinating Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis tells us the following story. Reb Yaakov, who was the son of Reb Acha, who was the son of Reb Yaakov. There was a Tana Reb Yaakov, who was the son of Reb Acha by Yaakov. Now his father Reb Acha had sent Reb Yaakov to learn by Abaye. However, when he came back from yeshiva, his father saw that Le'av Mechadin Shmaite, he did not have so clear to him the learning. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov told his son, Rav Yaakov, I'm going to go to yeshiva instead. You stay here and home. I'll go and I'll hear the learning. Now Abaye heard that Rav Acha, who was a great chassid, was coming to visit, was coming to learn. Now there was a mazik in the Beir Rabbanan de Abaye, in the yeshiva of Abaye, which gave them many problems. That even when two Talmid HaChachamim would walk in, even during the day, where generally the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas tells us that when you have two people, and if it's in the daytime, normally mazikim are not mazik. This was a ferocious mazik that was mazik even when two chachamim came in during the day. So Abaye came up with a plan. He said, no one should offer of Acha bar Yaakov a place to stay, and therefore he'll be forced to stay in the Beis Medrash. Afshar de Misrach HaShnisa, perhaps a nes will be performed for him, and the mazik will be taken care of. The Gemara tells us that's indeed what happened. No one gave him a place to stay. He was forced to go into the Beir Rabbanan. And the Gemara tells us, O Bas Bahu Beir Rabbanan, he went in to go to sleep in the Beir Rabbanan. Idme le ketanina de shiver ashvase. The mazik appeared to him like a snake with seven heads. Kolkari the Karan, with every time he bowed in his davening, Nasr Chad Reshe, one head of the mazik was chopped off. The next day, Rav Acha bar Yaakov told them that he was upset with them, that they put him in such a situation. Elias Rachish Nisaf, not for the fact that a nesel is performed for me, Sakintan, you would have put me in danger. So the Marshal over there, Masechtas Kedushin, is bothered by this Gemara. The Gemara uses a Lashon that Abaye had said, let him go into the Beir Rabbanan Asher, perhaps, Misrachish Nisa, a miracle will be performed for him. He says, Ksas Kasha, it's hard for me to understand, how did Abaye push him into a place of a Makam Sakana, if it was only a Safik, perhaps a miracle will be performed for him. And the truth is, the Marsha goes further. Even if a miracle will be performed for Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but they will take away from his chosim. And like we learned over here in Masechtas Tainus, that a person is not supposed to put himself in Makam Sakana, because even if a nes happens, Menachin Lai Mischli Yaisav. So how is Abaye allowed to put him in such a situation? The Marsha explains, Abaye never had a question that most definitely Rav Acha bar Yaakov would never be in a potential danger. because Abaye was Samech on the Chassidus of Rav Acher bar Yaakov, and with Rav Acher bar Yaakov's davening, he will definitely may not be hurt and killed by the Mazik. And if anything, with his Kayach HaTfilah, the Mazik will be destroyed. And the Marsha goes further, that if Rav Acher bar Yaakov would destroy the Mazik using the Kayach HaTfilah, this is not called a nes. This does not have the din of a miracle where we say, Menachem lo Mizchil Yaisav. But Abaye just said, perhaps before he gets a chance to be misfal, a nes will happen and the mazik will be killed without his tefillah. In such a case, that will have a status of a nes, and yes, it would have the potential of Menachem lo Mizchil Yaisav. However, Abaye held, because of such a suffix, we should not hold him back from going in order to save everybody, the tad vadai, that he will kill the mazik. According to this, the Marsha explains that's the language that Abaye used after the Misrachash Nisa. Abaye did not mean to say that at any moment he was in a danger, because imanishach, either his tefillah will destroy the mazik, or perhaps a nes will happen, meaning if it won't be through his tefillah, then at least it'll be through a nes. And therefore, it explains further why the next day, Rav Acher bar Yaakov was upset, because he said, if not for the fact that there was an ace, I would have been misakana. Because he was not titled of the thing in his tefillah, but rather he was titled in the fact that an ace was performed for him, and he was upset that there would be menachem lo Mizchil Yaisav. From the Marsha, however, we see a fascinating insight. The Marsha teaches us that if someone is misbowel for something, and the person is saved through the kayach HaTfilah, that is not considered an ace. And the pshat in the Marsha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the teva in creation that if a person's misfalel, the person's tefillah has a kayach to be piled, has a kayach to give him a Yeshua. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us, Havaka Karchi Rifta, they began to eat bread, Asu Tshrei Malachi Hashares, and two Malachim came, Shomei Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Chal Chavir, Rabbi Yochanan heard one of the Malachim say to the other, Nishti Alayu Haiguda V'Niktalinu. Let us throw upon them this wall and kill them. Shemanichin chayi olam v'oiskin b'chayisha. They are leaving the eternal life and being Isaac in chayisha. The question is, l'chayir the Gemara Masechtas Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey on the Beis brings down a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, it says, v'asafta d'gonecha, one should gather in his grain, matam u'loimar, because since we have another pasuk which says, La yamash sefer ha-tayra hazeh mipicha, ve'algisa ba-yayman ve'layla, that a person should be constantly be learning Tayra. Yachol dvarim kiksavan, you might think that means literally, a person should never be Isaac in Parnasa. Tamil leimar v'asafta d'gonecha hanig v'hem minag d'arach eretz, divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a person should go ahead and be mefarnes himself. Rav Shimon bar Yochai argues, and he says, "Asher Adam Chayrish b'shas Charisha, v'zireya b'shas Zriya, v'kaitz b'shas Ketzira, v'tayra matei aleh." Is it possible that a person will spend so much time plowing when it's time to plow, planting when it's time to plant, reaping when it's time to reap? What will be with Tayra? And therefore, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that really a person should be Isaac the entire time with Tayra. The Gemara ends off, and Abaye says, many did like Rabbi Shmuel's Mahalach, the Alsa Biyadan, and they were Matzliach, it worked out. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, v'loy Alsa Biyadan. Many did like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and it did not work out. So it's mashma from the Gemara in Brachas, that we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, that a person is supposed to be Nayig, imahem minag darachards. If so, we have to understand, what was the taina of the Malachim that they wanted to kill, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan? Number two, there's a question over here. How come Rabbi Yochanan did not tell Ilfa what he heard? If he heard that they're doing an improper thing, and therefore the Malachim wanted to kill them, he should have informed Ilfa. The Birchas Avram in Mesechtes Beya on Daf Tes Vav wants to explain the Gemara in the following way. The Bialachin Simin Kuf Nun Vav writes, on this that the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simin Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph. Mechaber writes, a person should go to work, because kol taira she'ein ima melacha, saifa b'teila v'geireris avayim. Any taira without work together with it, at the end a person is batel, and it causes a person to do chait. Ki ha'ayni yavirenu al das kainayim. Because being in a severe financial situation could cause a person to do averis. On this, the Bir Halacha writes, that this is negeya l'klal ha'olam, for most people. However, anashim yechidim, individuals, you can always find every time that they're able to go the minog of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And the Be'alacha says further, that is Medayik in the Gemara and Brachas, that it says, Harbe asal kiruv shirim v'yachai, v'lay also v'yadam. Many did like of shirim v'yachai. Meaning to say, many people cannot do like of shirim v'yachai, but Yechidim could. And he says, B'vadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mamti for them parnasa. The Rambam, the Be'alacha writes, echoes a similar idea. The Rambam in Perek Yigimel, Mehilchah Shmita V'yayvel, at the very end, writes that not only Sheva Levi had this uniqueness that it was miyuch only for Avedas Hashem, but the Rambam writes, every person who feels Nisai Levi, his heart has uplifted him, and he wants to go ahead and strictly the Isaac and Avedas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mam to him aparnasa. And Befrat the Be'alacha writes, if there are people who are willing, who want to be machzik someone in learning, then avada, that's the proper darach that the person should take. The Be'alacha ends off, the biggest proof to this is Yisachar and Zevulun. According to this, the Berachas Avram wants to explain that even though Rabbi Yochanan heard the Malachim speaking amongst each other saying that they want to throw the wall, however, he did not say it to Ilfa because really, the Anhaga of Shirin Be'achai is only for Yechidim. Because as far as the Rav Tzibor, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, he did not feel that he should say this over as a psak to Ilfa. However, it's very hard to understand the Mahalach of the Berachas Avram as far as this is concerned, because after all, the Malachim were saying that they're going to throw the wall on both Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, which would be mashman they felt it was a tain on Ilfa as well, that he was on the Madrega to be naig like Rav Shirin Be'achai. Kepshutai, the answer why Rabbi Yochanan did not tell Ilfa is like it's mashma from the story. Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa to hear anything, and Ilfa responded he did not. From that itself, Rabbi Yochanan held it was a simim and hashamayim, that this message was intended only for him and not for Ilfa. The Gemara goes further, and the Gemara tells us that the other Malach answered back not to push the wall on them because there is one of them, the Kaimeli Shaita, that eventually he'll become the Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan heard this conversation, Ilfa did not. Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, did you hear anything? He said, no. He said, Vaistai, since I heard and Ilfa did not, obviously this is meant for me that I am the one who is going to become the future Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Yochanan then said he's going to go back and be Mekayim upon himself to Pasuk of Kilo Yechdo Evyoin Mikarev Haaretz, that there will always be an Evyoin in the world. Rabbi Yochanan went back, the Gemara tells us, Ilfa did not. By the time Ilfa returned from his business, Rabbi Yochanan had already become the Rosh Hashiva. So he told Ilfa that if he would have stayed, he would have become Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara tells us then Ilfa went ahead and hung himself from the mast of his ship. And he says, if anyone asks me a question from the Brises of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Aishion, I do not show where this is hinted to, the halacha in the Mishnayis, I will throw myself off from the mast into the ocean, v'tavano. The Ben Yehuda asks, Mimanashach, how is Ilfa allowed to go ahead and kill himself if he would not know the proper pshat, not know how to prove that these brises could be found in the Mishnayis, he would kill himself? A person is not allowed to commit suicide. And if you're going to say that Ilfa, in a case where he didn't know, would not throw himself off, so that means Ilfa was saying something not true. He was saying, if I don't know the answer, I'm going to throw myself off. And in the end, he would not do it. The Ben Yayada explains, to answer these two questions, he says, there was bedikta gadol, the fact that Ilfa Dafka hung himself from the mast of a ship which was in the ocean. A much easier way would have been to stand on the roof of the Beis HaMedrash, and over there, there'd be all the people there who would be able to ask him the different questions. Why did he Dafka choose to go out in the ocean on the mast of a ship? He says, L'chayr the pshat is because the same way he says, even bismanenu, that people know how to dive and know how to swim, Ilfa knew how to swim and dive. And he said, therefore, Ilfa would never have been in a danger even if he could throw himself off. And he was saying this whole thing that he'll throw himself off was to attract attention of people that they should come and gather around and begin to ask him the different questions. The Ben Yoyada says furthermore, that Ibn Dafka hung himself on a ship in the ocean because we know that Torah is nimshal l'mayim. Torah is compared to water. And therefore, Ilfa was saying that the same way as well that Ben Yehuda says Ilfa is like the name of a ship. Ilfa was saying, to draw a comparison, the same way we have over here, the ship is in the water, that's its makim. Even though I went out to business, but I always made sure to retain my learning and to be constantly involved in Liman HaTorah, like this ship that stands here on the ocean. The Ben Yehuda makes one last point, that the same way that in the ship, the mast is much higher than the rest of the ship, and most of the sailors, the people traveling on the ship, they step down below. Very few people go up on top of the mast. Ilfo is showing as well that he retains such a high level of learning, which the Hamayin Am, most people, do not have. So the Gemara goes further in the story, and the Gemara says, Asa Husaba, that old man came, Mishtaisis Mesechtes Chulin, and Daf Hei points out, according to Ramshat, that wherever in Shas, it uses this terminology, the language of Ahu Saba, that old man, it's a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. And he told Ilfa, we have learnt, Ha'imer Tenu Shaka L'Bini B'Shabbos, if someone who is dying, and he goes ahead, and he gives his money, B'Yad Shlish, in the hands of someone who's going to oversee the estate. And he tells the person a specific command, that you should give my children a shekel for every week. But really, we see that the children need more money. The halacha is that he's allowed to give them from the Arusha even more money, even the amount of a salah. However, the Brisa says, if he specifies, bedavka, I only want you to give them a shekel per week, then the halacha is, even if they are more needy, they need a seller's worth, one is only allowed to give to the Yarshim a shekel per week. The Brisa continues, Amar Mesu Yershu Acherim Tachteim, if the father had stipulated that if his children die, so others should take over the Yerusha afterwards, then the Brisa teaches, Bein Sha'amar Tnu, Bein Sha'amar Al Titnu, no matter what the terminology was when he said, give a shekel per week, Einaisin Lahem El Shekel, in any event, we only give the amount of a shekel. So Ilfa responded, you know who this is going like? Hamani Remeir, this goes according to the Shita of Remeir, Damar Mitzvah Likayim Divrei Hameis. There is a mitzvah to try to ensure that the Divrei Hameis is always Niskayim. Rashi over here, Mesechtes Tainis explains, from where do we see from this Raisa the Yisayid of Mitzvah Likayim Divrei Hameis? Rashi says we see it from the very last case of the Raisa. In the case where the father had stipulated that after his children die, the Yerusha then should go to other people. Since over there, no matter what the language he used, whether Al Titnu El Shekel or Titnu Shekel, in any event, we only give the children a shekel per week because they were trying to fulfill the words of the mace that the mace wanted, that afterwards other people should go ahead and get the Yerusha. So this you cite, that even though all the money belongs to them really, and really the other people only have a right to the money after these Yarshim die. Even so, we go ahead and we're mekameitz, we go ahead and give them only a shekel per week in order to be able to mekayim the divrei hameis. This goes according to the Shita of Remeir. Now, as far as this Iker Nidan of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, we find a very interesting machlekes between the Shailos Hetshuvos Shoil Meishiv and the Shvas Yaakov. Is this din of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis limited only to cases of Dine Mamanis, where the mace had commanded something Negea his Yerusha? Or does it apply even Benegea other things? The Shalos Tshuvos Shoil Meishiv Tinyana and Chelek Aleph Simon Aleph writes B'Shem the Evan Shayev that the Mekar of Mitzvah Likayim Divrei HaMeis is learned out from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu commanded his children not to bury him in Mitzrayim, but rather to bring him up to Eretz Yisrael and bury him there. And his children went ahead and were Mekayim that. From there we see that it's Mitzvah Likayim Divrei HaMeis. And from there we see as well that Mitzvah Likayim Divrei HaMeis is even pertains to things which are not Dine Mamanis. And the Tehillah Yoina asks on the Evan Shayev, that L'chaira, what is the proof from Yaakov Avinu? Can't we say that over there, the reason why they were Mekayim is because they had a Mitzvah of Kibbutz Av? But perhaps someone else would not have such an obligation. Perhaps this had nothing to do with Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis. But Al Kopanim, it's Mevuar from the Divrei Evan Shayev and the Shoil Meishiv that the Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis is not strictly by Dinei Mamanis. So is Mevuar as well in the Sma, because in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katan Lamed, where it talks about someone who is Mitzavah before his death, that they should not be Maspid him, the halacha is that we listen to him. And the Sma over there in Shulchan Aruch explains that the reason why we listen to his Tzivoy is because Mitzvah Likayim Divrei HaMeis. From here as well we see that the Sma is well understood that Mitzvah Likayim Divrei HaMeis is not limited to something that has to do with the Meis's money, but it's, I mean, again, everything, there's a Mitzvah to Mekayim the Divrei HaMeis. However, in the Shal Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Ches, he writes over there that the Din Mitzvah L'Kayim Devei HaMeis is only applicable to the Nechasim, to the money that the Meis had owned. But it does not apply to other things. And he said, if anything, the raya that the Evan Shayev brings from Yaakov Avinu, the fact that his children fulfilled what he said, if anything, he would say there's a raya there fakert. That from Yaakov Avinu, if indeed it worked with Mitzvah L'Kayim Devei HaMeis, why did Yaakov Avinu need to make them make a shvua? It must be that Mitzvah L'Kayim Devei HaMeis does not apply to stam things. It only applies to Dinei Mamonis. And the Shvus Yaakov over there is dealing with a question. There was an Isha who was on her deathbed, and before her death, she was mitzava all her children, her sons and daughters, that any machlekes that any of them might have, they should go to a certain relative of hers, and he should paskin any question that arises. And all of them did a tekiyas kaf, they did a handshake with this relative, showing that they were makabel and maskin to go to him for any psak. Now, one of the children, after the mother had passed on, a question arose, and now the son says he doesn't want to go to that relative. That relative doesn't really know the halachas. And the only reason why he shook the hands was because the mother was dying, to do an achas ruach for his mother. So the Shvus Yaakov over there, in part of the tshuva, he talks about, well, perhaps the son should be mechuyev to listen because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Over there he writes what we spoke about previously. He says there is no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is only applicable to dinei mamonis. And he brings a raya. He says, raya k'tzas I have from the fact that it says that after Yaakov died, by Yitzavu al Yosef lemar, the brothers told Yosef the following message. Avicha tziva lefnei maisei lemar. Your father has commanded before he died, saying, Ana sa na peshachacha. Please go ahead and be meichel the chataim that the shvatim did to you. So Zakh Shvus Yaakov, if there's a halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis by everything, so why did Yaakov have to use so many lashons of bakasha, please, ana, sana, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to l'kayim divrei hameis. He should just say, as you say, he was mitzvah, that you should be meichel them, finished. He says, over here is mash maktas to what I'm saying, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is only applicable when he's saying to different things what to go ahead and do with his money, with his nechasim. Now, perhaps we can explain over here the machlekes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Shaul Meshiv, whether mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is limited strictly to dinei mamonis, or is it a general klal, which is negeah, even, for example, if the mace says not to be maspid him. Perhaps it could be maspid this based on the chakira that the Machne Ephraim and Hilch Zchiyu Matana, Simen Chavtes, is chayker. The Machne Ephraim says, how are we to understand this concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis? Is it a gather of a kinyan? That Chazal went ahead, we know Chazal had the power to be makne things through the kayach of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The Chazal were makne, the actual mumminess, to the person that the meis was mitzaveh, that the item should go to them. He says, or perhaps no. Perhaps it's only a gather of a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah midrabanan to listen to try to makayim the divrei hameis, but there is no actual transaction as far as dinei mumminess is concerned. According to this, we could come back and explain the Machlekes Shvus Yaakov and Shaul Meshiv. We can say, if, according to the first side of the Machane Ephraim, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is an actual kinyan, if so, that only makes sense when we're talking about money, dinei mamonis, something which has the ability to be transferred through kinyan. However, in a case of hesped, where the mace said, I do not want you to say a hesped on me, over there it doesn't pass any idea of kinyan, and therefore we can say, the Shvus Yaakov says over there, there is no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. However, the Shaul Meshiv will learn like the second side of the Machne Ephraim, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis has nothing to do with the kinyan, but rather it's a din midrabanan that wanted to try to fulfill the words that the mace had said, and therefore even when it comes to a hesped, there is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Tzadi Sif Chavav, paskins like this. Katan shehidel, if a child became older, afihoy oichal v'shoyse yoyse midai, umafsir v'haylech b'derech ra, even if he's totally losing all the nechasim that came to him b'Yerusha, ein bezdin mainim mimenu mamainai. Bezdin does not hold back from him the money which is rightfully his. V'ein mamidun le'apotrophis, and we are not mimed for him someone to oversee his estate. Elim kein tziva mairishoy, The only time where we take over the Nechasin is only if the Meirish, the one who died, had made a tzava that they should only give the Nechasin over to his son if he's responsible. Or if he had said he gave a tzava, they should only give it to him at a certain time. Then we go ahead and get involved. The Mechaber ends off, we try to teach him, but as far as to take control of the estate, that we have no right. The Sma in Tzivkat Nunches writes, on this that the Mechaber says, that if the Meirish had said, only give the Nechasim at a certain date, so the halacha is, we follow that Tzava, we only give it over at a certain date. The Sma, however, says that if the Yasin went ahead and was Meshabed, the Nechasim to someone else, within that Zman, Einai Klum, the Shiva, is considered nothing. Now the Nesivas HaMishpat over there in Sifkatim Yigimel brings down the words of the Sma, that where the Meirish said, only give it over to my son by a certain date, so now even if the Yasin goes ahead and is Meshabed it, it has no validity. And he asks that Harbet Temel Lefini is Daiti. This is very hard for me to understand. This doesn't seem to make sense. Because after all, the Nesivas says, even though the Meirish said, Al Titnu Loi Adz Mamaruba, do not give over my estate to my son until a certain date. However, since once the Meirish dies, so min HaTorah, his money goes over to the Yairish, so the Meirish has no ability and no kayach to hold back the Yerusha of his son. It's Masna Masha Kasav HaTorah. And the same way we understand that if the Meirish would say, my son should not Yarshir me at all, Ein B'dvar of Klum, his words have no validity, because it's making the stipulation against the Dine HaTorah, which has no validity, is so the Torah as well said that Yerusha goes to the Yairish right away. And therefore, though the Meirish said only give it to him at a certain time, it's mas no mashikasa b'Torah, and it has no halakhic validity. And he says, moreover, the Gemara in Ksuvas tells us that this din that you only give the Nechasim at a certain time only goes according to Rameir, who says, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So you see that it's only a mitzvah. However, it does not affect the actual Dinei Mamonis. And therefore he argues with the Sma that if the Yasin would be in Shabbat and Chasim, Taich HaZman of Adel Shibud would be Chal. It's interesting to note, however, as far as the second Raya of the Nesivas, that he says the Gemara in Ksuvas says that this Braisa, where the father made a stipulation, only give a shekel per week. The halacha is, we follow what the father said and we only give a shekel per week. And the Nesivas says, the Gemara in Ksuvas says, that is Taliyah Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. If one ever looks carefully in Rashi over here in Masechtas Tainis, Rashi is Meduyik, and when the Gemara says Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, that this Braisa follows Rameir, it's only going on the very last halacha of the Braisa. The last halacha that the Braisa had said, that if the father had said, after my children die, the Nechasim should go to other people. So therefore, no matter what the Lashon he used, whether Al Titnu El Shekel, Tnu Shekel, we always are Mekameitz and only give the Yarshim merely a Shekel. The reason being, because we want to try to be Mekayim Devarov, that we see that he wants other people to be Yarshim, the children, after their death. However, it's Meduyik over here in Rashi, Masechtas Tainis, that as far as the first Halacha, where the father said, made a stipulation in the Yerusha itself, and he says, Al Titnu El Shekel, they should only get a Shekel per week. Over there, Rashi over here is mashma that would not be dependent upon Rameir of mitzvah l'kayin divrei ames. But it actually has real validity with kulei alma as far as the chayshim mishpat is concerned. Which that would support the mahalach of Isma, that this chelik is not dependent on mitzvah l'kayin divrei ames, because where the father makes lehedya a stipulation, that it does have the power to affect the dinim ominous. However, if one looks in Rashi Masechtas Ksuvas on daf samach tesam abeis, divrei amaschul hamani, Rashi over there actually learns that the entire Braisa only goes a libid derameir of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Even in a case where he said specifically, only give them a shekel. The only reason why we listen is because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. This would support the mahalach of the Nesivas, who says that the Yairish, the Meirish, does not have the power to affect the actual dinei mamonis of the Yairish. Now, as far as it should not be a stira between the two Rashis, where Rashi and Tainis says the whole Braises depend on mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and Rashi and Tainis is in the Duyag, that only the last halachas depend on mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. If you say, like the Maariz Chiya says in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, that Rashi on Masechtas Tainis is not Rashi, but Rashi on Masechtas Tainis is another one of the Mefarshim, so then there is no stira between the two Rashis. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us, Amar Olav al Nachem ish Gamzu, was said about Nachem ish Gamzu, that he was blind in both eyes, Gidei mishtei yadav, Kita mishtei raglav, his entire body was full of shchin, and he was lying in a dilapidated house, Ragle mitasei munachin misafalin shalmayim, Kidei shalayal av nemolim, the feet of the bed were placed in containers of water, that the ants should not go ahead and crawl all over him. The Gemara tells us, Pamachas, one time, his Talmidim wanted to take out his bed, and only afterwards to take out all the kelim and the bayis. He told my sons, no, first take out the kelim, afterwards take me out. Shemuftach lochem, kolzman sheni bebayis, ein habayis neufel. As long as I'm inside the house will not collapse. Now, both the Marsha and the Gvur Sari ask a very strong question over here. How was Nachem ish Gamzu allowed to be in this dilapidated house, in this makam sakana? Didn't we learn previously on Daf Chaf and Beis, La'olam al yamin adam atzam makam sakana? A person is never allowed to place himself in a place of sakana. The Marsha answers that Nachem knew that he was a tzaddik gamur, and therefore it was no concern for him to place himself in makam sakana. The Gvur Zari, who also asked this question, comes to Bavarn, the answer of the Marsha. He does not speak out beferish that it's the Marsha, but he brings down this answer, and he says, one cannot say that Nachem ish Gamzu was different because he was a tzaddik gamur. He says, after all, the whole limud that we learn out, Menachem Lemus Chliyaisav, is learned there from Yaakov Avinu, that he said, Katayim Timikach HaSadim Umikol HaEmes. And who was a greater tzaddik gamur than Yaakov Avinu, who was the Bechir Sheva Avais, the most chosen one of all the Avais, and Afilu Hachi, it was Menachem Lemus Chliyaisav, the fact that he was saved from a makam sakana. And therefore the Gvur Zari himself says, we have to give a different answer for Nachem ish Gamzu. We must say that the whole Isser is only for a person to place himself in a makam sakana. Because one is not supposed to be matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run this world in a mahalach of teva. And therefore, chatchila, a person is asur to be matriach Hashem. However, if a tzaddik gamur happens to find himself in a makam sakana, mimela, b'li miskaven, without being mechaven for it, like the story with Nachem ish Gamzu, Avada kolkai gavna, there is no din of Menachem Lai Mizchul Yaisav. And though he stayed extra longer than from when he was found in that house, Afilu Haki, the Gemara Sari says, to stay longer, that is not such an issue. The whole issue is, to l'chatchila, put yourself in a situation of a sakana. However, the Gemara Sari is a little bit hard to understand, because the Gemara Sari is mashma, that the point that he's making is not just the person placing himself in makam sakana, but the fact that the person is mechavein to place himself in makam sakana, he's becoming like being matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the issue. Now, we've learned previously on Daf Chaf Amud Beis with the story with the chamra of Rav Huna, the wine barrels of Rav Huna, that he brought Rav Ada Bar Av into his house, and in order that he should be able to clear out the barrels, that the house should not collapse. And Rav Ada Bar Av was upset about it because of the issue of Menachem Lai Mischul Yaisav. Now, over there, Rav Ada Bar Av was not even aware that he was going into a makam sakana. And therefore, you don't have this svara of that he's miskaving, he's going ahead and miatriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a little bit of a daichik to say that the ikar nekuda, the Gvur Sari, is whether the person was there already or he actually walked into a makam sakana. Because the svara of the Gvur Sari is because a person should not be miskaving, be miatriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another question of the Gvur Sari is similar to that question from the Sugin Kedushin that we've quoted previously. The Sugin Kedushon of Chavtes on the Beis, which says that Abaye brought in Rav Acha Bar Yaakov into the Beis Medish in order that he should kill the Mazik. And over there, he was upset because of this Nekuda of that they made him into a Makam Sakana, they placed him into a Makam Sakana. According to the Gvur Sari, over there as well, he had no Kavana to be going into a Makam Sakana. So why would he have been concerned for Menachem Lai Mischul Yaisav? And there's another Mahalach with the Nachem Ish Gamzu, why there was no issue of being maimon himself a makam sakana. The Arachama explains that the pshat is, this was a chelik of the einish that Nachem ish Gamzu had accepted upon himself, the fact that he was not quick enough to save the ani who was poor. That besides the fact that he lost his limbs, and he was full of shrin, he wanted to be in a base re'uah, in a place where it was about to collapse, in order to be able to feel that pachad that an ani feels when he's in his dilapidated house. Therefore, the Arachama is Mechadish to us that Chaye Gavna, there is no concern of Menachem Lai Mischul Yaisav because he's going in order to enact Kapara for himself. Also, this Mahalach is a little bit hard to understand because after all, the Gemara says, and Nachem Ish Gamzu said, he was Batuach, he was confident that the house would not fall. If so, he was not in any pachad. Unless we say that the pshat is, he wanted to feel like Ani the fact that he was in a dilapidated house, but not as far as the pachad that he was concerned that the house would fall upon him. Now, Taisus in Masechtas Ksubis on Aflamet Amar Aleph, on that which the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mitzin Mupachim, everything comes because of Gzeira from Shamayim. Over there, Taisus asks a question, how does this work out with the concept of La'olam Al Yamin Adam Asmai B'makam Sakana? A person should never place himself in a place of danger. If anyways, everything is Nigzar Me Shamayim, so what is the problem of a person putting himself in B'makam Sakana? Taisus answers that if a person's Peshaya, a person could cause himself to get an Einish that he would not have previously gotten. And when the Gemara says, Akol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mitzinu Upachim, the Gemara just means to say that something that comes La'ainzai, that everything is B'gzeiras Elyon. The Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, in Kunjus B'ruya HaGadus Al-Hashas, in Simon Zion, Eis Dalet writes, that if not for the words of Taisus, he would have said another mahalach to answer this seemingly contradictory things. On the one hand, the kol bidei shamayim, and on the other hand, a person is not allowed to place himself b'makam sakana. B'charon says that the same way when it comes to a person affecting someone else, that we know that anything that happens to a person is hakol bidei shamayim is because there was a gzeira that this thing should happen to him. Now there is no question that afilu hachi, the reitzeach, the murderer who murders the other person, will get an einish for it. Like the Ramban writes in Parshas Lechecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yedalid, V'da v'havein, you should know and understand, ki o'ish, shenuch da v'nechtam b'Rosh Hashanah l'hariga, the person that it was written in Sarn of Rosh Hashanah that he's going to be killed that year, lo'i naka list ma'hargai, b'avur sha'asa ma'shenigzer alav. The robber who killed him will not be off the hook for doing the crime he committed. Hu Rasha ba'avayna yamas, he is a wicked man, in his sin he will die. The damai miyad retech yavukash, and his blood will be seeked out from the hands of the murderer. So the same way we see this concept, that though it was nigzar on the person to be killed, but still, the one who actually killed him will be punished for it. So Rabbi Chanan says, hu adin, one can say, that even if a person puts himself in danger, enoch anami, obviously since he got hurt, it was nigzar that he should be hurt. However, say if this person is a Rasha, for having hurt himself and placed himself with makam sakana. And therefore he says, it's not a contradiction, hakol b'dei shamayim, and still it's also for a person to place himself with makam sakana, saif, through him it was niskalgo, what was nigzer al yada, he did something wrong. And the Sefer Megadim Chadashim on Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph writes, that as far as Taisus' question, he would have said there is no contradiction between the two things. And even though avada is true, hakol b'dei shamayim, however, the insight to remind himself of Makam Sakana is because through placing himself in a Makam Sakana, that's Ma'ira, that in Shamayim, now they're going to start a new din, a new judgment on him. Like Rashi says, Mesechtes Brachas Nafnun Hei Amin Aleph, and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin Amin Beis, by Kir Nati, when a person walks by a wall, which is a dilapidated wall, that when a person is in a Makam Sakana in Shamayim, they search through his Maisim to see if he's right to be saved from this Makam Sakana. And like the Masha explains in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, even though it was already nigzar and decided and nichtam on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, however, on these things, it's maskers of avinus and they make an entirely new din. The Maram Shif as well, Masechtas Ksuvah, says that there is no steer between Hakol B'dei Shamayim and Al Yamin Adam Atzmai B'makim Sakana, for this very reason, that though everything is B'gzeiras Elyon, but when a person places himself in B'makim Sakana, now everything is nischadish, and now there's an entirely new din, which is judged on the person. And even if he was zaycha last Rosh Hashanah, but now that there's a new judgment, perhaps he has done chatam in the meanwhile, and this time he will not be zaycha medin. The Gemara continues, and it tells us, Ezu dever, what is considered dever? Eir hametziach chamesh meis ragli, a city with a population of 500, where three people die on 3 days, that is considered dever. And the Rambam, in Perek Beis Mehuchlis Tainis Halacha Hei, Paskins this way. However, the Rambam is maisiv, that in this count of 500 people, we do not cheshbin nashim, women ketanim, uzakenim, sheshavsim, imlacha, and older people. The Rambam Magid writes that the Rambam was medakdek this from the lashon of ragli. Ragli always is the lashon which is used by men, able-bodied men, not taf, and not old men who already retired from their work. The Ran goes with the mahalach of the Rambam as well, that nashim ketanim and zakenim are not from the count. However, he says the deed comes from the Lashon of Ir HaMaitziah, a city which is Maitzi, which gives out, which is Masha people on the go. and therefore it is only cheshbend, able-bodied men. Now the Gemara tells us a story with the city Dereichris, which used to have a population of 500 people, and three people died on one day. Rav Nachum bar Chista was geizer a tainis. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok challenged him, and he said, come on, like, who do you go ahead and be geizer a tainis? Though it was three people that died, but it's three people that died on one day, instead of 3 days. Like Rav Meir, do you go like the opinion of Rav Meir, who said, what this is referring to is, we have Machaikas, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Meseches Baba Kama, Dachav Dalet, Amin Aleph. Everyone agrees that the halacha is that if a shar gores someone, he pays only chatzi nezek, half the damage. When a shar, however, gores three times and he's established to be a mu'ud, the din is a mu'ud, pays nezek shalim. Now there's a machaikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to become a shar ha-mu'ud, it has to have 3 different days of goring, like it's mashman the pasuk. Rabbi Meir, however, says it's a kal chaymer. If when it gored on 3 different days, it becomes a mu'ud, kal shekain, when it's kir of nigi chaysav, it should become a mu'ud. And we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that in order for a shar to become a mu'ud, it has to gore 3 times on 3 different days. And so paskins the Rambam. And the Meluhuad in the Rambam paskins, as far as being Kevea, if something is considered Dever, it has to be that 3 people die on 3 different days. However, the Rambam Perek Beis Lach He writes that if 3 people die on 1 day, that is not considered Dever. And that's based on this Gemara, which says that the Mandama that says 3 goring on 1 day is only Aliba de Rameir, who the Lach is not like Rameir. However, the Lecha Mishnah asks a very powerful question on the Shitas HaTor. Mitzadacha, the Tor, when it comes as far as Dever, Paskins like the Rambam, in Simin Tavkuf Ayin Vav, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if 3 people die on 1 day, it is not considered Dever. However, the Tor in Simin Kuf Yudalid brings down Mishnah in the Maram Yerutenberg. The Maram Yerutenberg's minhag was on Shmini Atzeres, when we begin saying Mashiv Aruach Umayir Dageshem, so the Lecha is that if a person is Mesupik, whether he said Mashiv Aruach Umayir Dageshem, within the first 30 days, he has to be chayzer. We have to assume that he did like his hargelus, and he did not say mashav ruach umayir dageshem. After 30 days, which involves 3 tefillas a day, 90 times saying the mashav ruach umayir dageshem, we can safely assume that his hargelus now has changed to say mashav ruach umayir dageshem. The Maram Yerutenberg had a minhag that on Shmini Atzeres, in order to avoid the whole issue, he would say mashav ruach umayir dageshem 90 times, starting from Ata Gibar. He would say, through Mashiva Ruach, Umayir Hageshem. And therefore, if ever there would be a suffix, whether he said it or not, he could rely that his regulus had changed. Now, Rami Rotenberg brought a riot to Ishita from the very Gemara that we've just quoted from Ketzer HaRegel, that it says by Ashar HaMu'ed, if it gores on 3 different days, it's Chayiv, so Kirev, like all Shekain. So therefore, who hadn't over here, being Makar of the Mashiva Ruach, most definitely should work. The Rav Rabbeinu Peretz, however, argues on the Shita of Maram Yerutenberg, and he says one cannot compare the two. The Rosh goes, however, with the Shita of Maram Yerutenberg, and so is Mashman the Torah. Now it's Mashman from the Torah that everyone agrees to the Savara of Rameir of Kirav Negu Chaysav. The whole Machaikas over here just is it comparable to the case of Mashav Aruach Omer Hageshem? And therefore the Lech Mishnah asks, we seem to have a steer in the Torah. On the one hand, when it comes to Mashav Aruach, he goes with the Mahalach of Rameir, that Kirav Nigi Chaysav like all Shekain. And yet when it comes to Dever, he says it's only considered Dever if it's 3 mesim on 3 different days. He does not say that if it's 3 on 1 day, we say like all Shekain, most definitely it should be Dever. Now the Lecha Mishnah says, he entertains that perhaps one would have said a Svara, that perhaps everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda theoretically agrees to the Svara of Rameir of Kirav Nigi Chaysav like all Shekain. The only reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues when it comes to Shara Mu'ed is because since over there the psukim are mashma, that there was a goring on 3 different days, therefore, in order to become a mu'ed, there's exeris hakasav and needs 3 different days. However, as far as anything else, where there is no special exeris hakasav, we go back to the svara of Rameir, that kirav negi chayistav like kol shekein. But the Lecha Mishnah says that cannot be the pshan the tor. Because if that would be the pshan the tor, how come when it comes to dever, the tor paskins that gimel mesim on 1 day is not considered dever? Over here, there is no Xeris HaKasav, so over here, we should have gone with the logic of Kirin Nikichaisav. And therefore, we're back to the original question, how could it be that on the one hand, the Torah passes like Rav Yehuda when it comes to Dever, yet when it comes to Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem, he passes like the Shita of Rameir. In order to answer the Torah, the Lecha Mishnah wants to say a Mechudish Tikav Shat in the Gemara. That when Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok asks, who are you going like? Are you going like Remeir? He didn't mean to ask because we don't follow the halacha like Remeir. But rather what he meant to ask is that even Remeir would agree in such a case that this is not considered dever. Because the whole svara of Remeir is only by Shar HaMuad, that since it went ahead and gored three times in one day, it most definitely got this tevanel, a kinyan ra, that it has this regilis to gore. However, the Lech HaMishnah says, what Nachum Ritzlik meant to say is, when it comes to dever, which has nothing to do with a teva, rather the question is, should we assume this is just a mikra, that it just happened to be three people died, or do we say there's a seder going on over here, there's an order, three people died, three consecutive days, there must be dever. Over there, it does not apply the svar of Remeir of Kirav Negichaisa of Lake Al Shekain. Perhaps we could be Masber, explain further what the Lech HaMishnah means to say over here. The Hektim, to explain first what exactly is the crux of the argument between the Maharal Mirutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz, whether we could compare over here Mashavurach Lord HaGeshem being sent in one day to Kirav Negichaisa of the Shar HaMuad. The Stipler Mesefus Baba Kama in Simon Chavtes says a beautiful explanation in the Machlekes Marav Mirutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Stipler says that there's a fundamental question over here, how exactly to understand the aside of three Negichas of Shar HaMuad. One can understand it in two possible ways. One way is to say that it's a simon, that an animal, we don't know if it's considered a wild animal or not, but if an animal goes ahead and gores three people, that proves to us a fact that always was, that this animal must be a wild animal. Or perhaps that's not the pshat. The aside of the three Negichas of Shar HaMuad is not proving a fact which already was, but rather the Metzius is an animal being margul itself, going ahead and goring three times in a row, that itself gives it a new teva, changes its natural teva, then now its teva is to gore. Stipler explains this is the crux of the Machlekes, the Maharal Mirutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. According to the Maharal Mirutenberg, he understood the three Negichas of Shar HaMuad create a new teva in this Shar. Though till now this Shar perhaps was not a wild Shar, but by becoming accustomed to goring three times, that creates by the Shar a new teva. And therefore the Maharal Mirutenberg said, if we see that doing it in three times in one day most definitely creates that teva, so who adin, where the purpose of Mashav Ruach and Marad HaGeshem, everyone agrees, is to be margul the person to have a new teva, then that was regulus is when he davens, he says Mashav Ruach. So the Maharal Mirutenberg says, like Kol Shekein, 90 times in one day should work. However, Rabbeinu Peretz understood Shar HaMuad like the other approach, that three times is not enough to create a new teva, but rather the sight of three times of Shar HaMuad is to establish a fact which always was, that if an animal could gore three times like this, that must mean this animal was always a wild animal. And therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz argues that though we find by Shar HaMuad, where it's only a question of establishing a fact that was already, that three times in one day is enough to establish that fact, that's enough to serve as a simon. However, you have no proof when it comes to a question of regilis creating a new teva, perhaps bedavka, if it's in three different days, perhaps that's more of a siba to create a new teva by a person. Based on this, you could come back and explain the words of the Lech HaMishnah. The Lech HaMishnah is saying that when it comes to Shar HaMuad, over there we paskin that three times in one day makes it a Shar HaMuad, because over there the site is to create a new teva, to make it now that it's the Sragal the Shar, to have this new Kenyan Rab and Afshai. And for that in Chanami, for that three times in one day is enough to create a new teva. That's what the Torah held, because the Torah held, like a Shita Maram Rutenberg, that Shar HaMuad establishes a new teva. However, when it comes to Dever, where Dever has nothing to do with creating a new teva, but rather it's a question whether we can say this thing just happened to have happened, or do we see a Seder? So for that, the argument is that perhaps seeing a Seder is Dafka, Shtel Levek, is established when you have on three consecutive days, as opposed to just a haphazard day that it happened to be that three people just happened to die on one day.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.